Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, it was another busy weekend. The Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships were taking place today, and yesterday, of course, we had the Ulster Underage Championships.
Yes, indeed, Owen, and Aletta Kelly was the venue today, St Union's JA grounds, and thank you to St Union's JA club for access to the grounds for the Donegal Cross Country Championships. This was a meet that was cancelled previous due to the Chrysler tragedy. So we were back in action today for the 53rd, I think it was, Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships, and hosted by Aletta Kelly, of course, and indeed dominated by Aletta Kelly Athletic Club. On home soil. The big impressive result of the day came from Donald Farn, a medical student, of course, at the University of Galway right now, a young man who's come through the ranks as from underage athletics right now to be crowned Donegal Senior Cross Country Champion. He won it, no bother to him. He looked really, really in fine fettle as he went round the course, and indeed it was his first cross country race that he's undertaken this season, so the story looks good for him as he proceeds into the season and indeed the national championships a few weeks away now in Downings. He beat his club mate Mark Greenan. That was the way it was from a very early stage. And then John Joe Doherty from Finn Valley got up for third after a big battle with Mark Wallace and the non Letterkenny. Well, Letterkenny dominated the event to the point where they had about six in the top seven or eight, and that winning Letterkenny team was Donald Farn, Mark Green, and Kieran McGonigal, Owen McGinley, Raymond Birch, and Mark Wallace. So well done, Letterkenny there. They beat Finn Valley, easily on this occasion, and Milford were in third spot. In the women's, well, another individual one here for Letterkenny from Nolene Scanlon. Nolene, of course, originally from Drumkeen, living in Letterkenny, teaching in Morlagh. A new, recently back into the sport in the last couple of years, ran underage some years ago, and now running extremely, extremely well with Letterkenny. And she was a good, impressive winner of the event from Leona Cook of Finn Valley. And in the end, Finn Valley winning the team quite convincingly. They've dominated the women's cross country scene for decades, really, and it was no different today. That they had an easy one. Leona Cook, as I say, was the lead runner. She was in second place for them, and Maggie O'Hara, Stacey Leonard, and were made up the team there, and Katrina McGrannan and Katrina Devine. Katrina Devine, interestingly, to make the point, Katrina Devine has been running and scoring on Finn Valley teams for decades, it's an unbelievable record that she possesses. Of course, it's totally down. She was team leader here today, team captain here today, rather, and she's just such an example. Again, an athlete who's come through from the underage ranks and shows great attitude, absolutely 100% each and every time. So she led the Finn Valley to victory with 21 points over in the show at 55. So that was the story. Well organised event. Well done, Letterkenny Athletic Club. And thank you once again to St Union's JA Club and Vincent McGlynn, the man in charge there. Then we move on to yesterday, Belfast. Yes, Donegal really, really did extremely well. We'll concentrate, first of all, on the international dimension of the event at the Billy Neal Country Park. That was the venue, and Nikita Burke and Natasha Adams were running for Ulster, an Ulster team. There was an international dimension to the event. Nikita had a darn good run. She finished fifth, and Natasha finished seventh. Both of them, of course, on the Irish Masters team in a couple of weeks' time in Dublin. But strong performance in this international field from Nikita, as I said, fifth, and Natasha finishing seventh. So well done to the Letterkenny girls. And then the underage story, well, Finn Valley had an unbelievably dominant day. They put eight teams in qualification spots. That means getting into the top three teams. They put eight teams into qualification spots for Downings for the national championships on the 22nd of November. So that in itself is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant achievement. So we'll go down through it, and we'll kick in on the other Donegal results as we go through that. We'll start with up at the older age groups, and Amy Green from Finn Valley was the under 20 winner. And she also had, along for the spin as well, Emer O'Brien from Finn Valley. She was third. So they were the standout athletes in the under-18 section. Then we got to the under-16, and of course the under-standout athlete there was Keelan McFadden of Grantford, a runaway winner of the under-16 boys. And Mark Galvin, actually, from Letterkenny, finished third. So well done to him, back after injury, actually. And Finn Valley really recorded a most impressive team victory here, beating a very, very good St. Megan's and the Skilling team with Letterkenny third. That Finn Valley team was led by Kieran McCarroll, and the team leader there was Odrin, the team captain, that is, Odrin McBrearty, and Parik McGettigan and Brian Lyons were the other scorers. But it's always a tough task to pick up team gold medals at under 16 and under 18 age groups, and they certainly did it here. And the 14 boys, well, we had Darren Naughton of Letterkenny. He finished in third. The Rosses won the team. They were led by Odrin Rogers, and it was a tight oil battle. Lagan Valley were in the story there too. Finn Valley finished third, but the Rosses were the team leaders. So well done to them. Big team gold for the Rosses group. And then the under 14 girls. An interesting story here from the Valley. Finn Valley girls, they finished first and third team, indicating the strength of the squad that they have. They were able to divide their resources and get two scoring team medals. One's hard enough, but to get two team scores, that was good. Led by Holly McNulty, she stuck the patch rightly as the race developed. Nia, she finished fifth. Nia Byrne was right on her shoulder at sixth, and they had the support of Amy McIlcar, and Niamh McGlinchey. So gold and bronze for the Finn Valley group there. And the under 12 boys, Oisin McBride was a really standout winner there from Cranford. You know, it was he got stronger and stronger and more confident as the race developed, and coming up that final hill, he just drove for home and he looked really, really good. So great to have a Cranford team competing on home soil, celebrating 60 years of Cranford Athletic Club. So team gold there for Cranford, and team gold for Cranford. Finn Valley finished third, led by Peter Gallagher, but Oisin McBride was absolutely the standout. So we wish that under 12 my boys team from Cranford the best of luck come the Nationals. Under 12 girls, yes, Finn Valley won the team gold here, led by Darcy Clark. Again, a good performance for her. And the team gold there, she had Sarah Gilligan, she had Kitty Lynch, and Kiva McElhinney, who's still under 11, on board with her there. And under 12 girls, gold for Finn Valley and that team there. And then we moved down to under 10s, which opened the meet. We had Shane McHugh, a young fella from Skull Breeds and Convoy, running for Finn Valley. He led the Finn Valley team to the gold story. Kelly Beggs finished third, so well done, Kelly Beggs. And Rhea Toner won. She was the standard. She just hit the front in the under 10 girls in the opening race of the day. Rhea Toner, again from Convoy, she just got stuck in and hit the front. And when she came under pressure towards the end, she responded, and she was the lead runner for Finn Valley. And she just done the business, basically. So well done to her. And Enya Logue from the Lot Ross has been second there. So well done to her. And Letterkenny, I think, finished third in that one. The Rosses were second, and Letterkenny were third. So a big day for Donegal, an exceptional day for Finn Valley and the underage. A strong performance for Nikita Burkett and Natasha Adams as they go forward to that international Masters event in a couple of weeks' time. And all those underage qualifiers from Donegal from yesterday can look forward to a short journey on this occasion to Downing's on the 22nd of November for the National Cross Country Championships.